Hello.
Hi, Cassandra. This is Shira. I'm calling you from Family First. How are you doing today?
This isn't Cassandra. This is her
Is this
daughter.
her daughter? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. We both have both numbers on the line, on the file. So we reached out, I think it was a month ago, you guys reached out to us wanting to open up a case for her to get home care services with the waiver program.
Mm-hmm.
We just wanted to see if you're ready to continue with that enrollment process today.
Well, the problem is my mom is suffering from slight dementia.
Uh-huh.
And when I called her on the three-way, she was acting a little weird. And I was at work. You know what I'm saying?
Who was acting a little weird?
My mother.
Oh, okay.
So the thing is, we have to get her on the line to confirm everything.
Right. That's very difficult.
Yeah, so I'm at work from 10 to 6. When I get off, y'all close.
Okay.
They definitely need the services, but I don't know how this is going to work.
I understand. So, but what we can do is that you can call in to the IEB, which is the Independent Enrollment Broker. They're the first people you call to start the process.
Mm-hmm.
And they should schedule her an assessment. I can give you their number. You can call in.
Okay, I'll take
mother.
It.
Okay. But before I give it to you, let me just give you some clarity for a second. My name is Shiram from Family First. We're the agency. We're the intermediary. So that means
mm-hmm.
once your mom gets approved, I'm not sure who she's going to choose to be her caregiver. So it may be you. And
mm-hmm.
What we do essentially is we hire you, and then we're able to pay you.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works with these waiver programs. You've got an agency, your insurance, and then the agency walks you through the process of getting these services.
Okay.
It sounds like there's a lot to do. It's really a piece of cake. My job is just to walk you through it, make sure
mm-hmm.
everything is running smoothly. Again, I just have to reiterate, this is a state program, so
okay.
you're not paying anything out of pocket. It's just a program that's out there. And we're just returning a call you gave us. So we have a case open. We just wanted to follow up, and that's what we're going to do today. Okay?
Okay.
So the number to call into the Independent Enrollment Broker is 877.
Mm-hmm.
550.
Uh-huh.
4227.
What's the name of this program again?
You're getting home care services through the waiver program. It's kind of like consumer-directed personal assistance, CDPAP, but it's with your state, Pennsylvania, so it's through the waiver program. It sounds like a lot, but it's really not that difficult at all.
So when I put this in my phone, I'll just put waiver program.
I
want to save this.
Let me just see. You could put mine. Well, what you're going to do is with the number I gave you, it's
mm-hmm.
basically a number to a company that works with Maximus, which is
okay.
with the insurance,
yeah, got,
like the Medicaid.
No, I had it. Yeah, I told Harry. So, thank you, man.
Sorry about all that noise.
Yeah, you had to say.
Sorry, what did you say?
I said, sorry about all that noise. One of my coworkers just walked up. Go ahead. What was you saying?
So I'm just saying, it's basically the number I gave you is the number to the company that's basically
right. I get that. Listen, I understand that. The name. All I said was I'm going
to
put it under waiver program. That's fine. I got that. All right, go ahead, miss.
I mean, I can try and work with you, but if it's going to be difficult, we can just
listen.
You know.
I'm listening because I feel like you explain the same thing over.
I'm not. I'm actually trying to explain something to you. It's
okay, I'm listening. I'm listening.
But ma'am, if you're gonna have that tone with me, I'm gonna hang up.
Hey man, listen.
Call.
Have a nice day. Fuck out of here, man.
Okay.
Work too.